With God, nothing is impossible. Open Isaiah 59. Somebody help me read it. I'll be screening for us. Verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are we there? Somebody here, the certainty that God answers prayers. That's what I want to show you. Certainty. God answers prayers. I believe the Bible. He said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. Neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But see, the reason why some people, their prayers, God not the answer. Verse 2. He said, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. See what you do. Verse 3. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. One of the things you do with your finger is 419 computer, like phone call, text messages, your finger with like finger. And your hand with blood. Your lips, you call, have spoken lies. Your tongues have muttered perverseness. And with that same mouth, you want to approach God. Lies block your mouth, your voice. Heaven cannot hear the voice of a liar. I'm telling you, that's the truth. Heaven does not hear the voice of a liar. Why? He says sweet water and bitter water cannot come out of the same fountain. It is either bitter or it is sweet. It's true now. Your mouth has spoken perverseness. Perverse things. And things that don't edify come out of your mouth. Things that don't edify come out of your mouth. With that same mouth, you want to say, Lord, answer me. No matter what fasting you do, God does not hear prayer of sinners. When you come here like this and the mercy of God touch you, retain it. Praise God. Nobody locates this place by accident. God brought you here. And nobody comes here and remains the same if you do what we tell you to do. If you take heed to what we speak to you. That's the truth. This year will not end until your expectation come to pass in the name of Jesus. The person I'm speaking to has answered me, amen. Now, if you are not the one, always, anytime I speak anything and it don't concern you, just keep quiet. Let only those who the thing concern answer me, amen. Somebody here, this year will not end until your expectation this year come to pass. Amen. God wants to show somebody that there is a living God. Somebody's life will be repackaged. And your enemies will open mouth like this, say, huh? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why for God to settle what separates man from him, sin, he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to shed his blood. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. If you have not been baptized, your sin is still upon you. You are wasting your time before God. A sister that called me. Sometimes when I make some statements, please, I don't intend to confuse you by those statements. I made a statement, I just left it blank, and from the question of that sister, I knew she was confused by my statement. Is the sister here today? Who? Are you? We spoke yesterday on phone. Okay. I hope I made it clear to you.
Yes.
You baptized in Christ's embassy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Praise God. But why did you leave Christ's embassy? How long were you there? Did you worship there?
Yeah, for years now.
For years? Yeah. Oh, you are still there?
No, I'm not there again because my husband directed me to this place. Before I told him that I don't like going to all this kind of church that they preach against trouser and so.
So
I don't like that bride of a thing. So I don't want to go there. So I don't know what make me to even come.
Come forward so that you don't understand. Come forward. Because of her. Yes, I hear you.
So I don't know what make me to even come. Before you know it, I fell in love with the church.
Fell in love with the church when they wear trousers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Before you know it, I said I don't. One day like that, I said I don't want to put on Yvonne again. I don't want. My husband was like, what is happening? Is that you? I said I don't know what happened to me. But
you just didn't like Yvonne again.
Yeah, and I'm someone that can even preach to you why we must wear trousers to church.
Hey.
I can even bring Bible and preach to you that you must wear it to church. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Because that's how you were taught.
Yeah.
But how has it become matter now?
That is what I don't understand.
You don't know. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. I never finished come. Not because of trousers I call you. Any woman will be Christian in this age. And you say your own Christianity, no risk as to how you should dress. We don't bother about you. God, everybody must go the way it's written of him. Anyway, I was telling you something. I don't want to confuse you. You baptize in Christ's embassy.
Yes, sir.
And Christ's embassy baptizes in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
That's why. Why I made that statement over there is because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And it is sin that makes way for those demons to come and torment us. And if you go for deliverance and your sin is not remitted, that is not a deliverance. The root of every problem is sin. It's sin. Don't go at three symptoms. Go to the root, the cause of a problem. Then you can go for deliverance. That's why every Tuesday here we do water baptism. That is God's provision for your sins to be remitted. It is then you can go for deliverance and challenge that condition. Challenge it. That's why I made that statement. So I didn't mean to confuse you that if you go there, you will not be delivered. If you have already been baptized, you can go for deliverance anywhere. And God, in his mercy, can use that place and deliver you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Your own Christianity up till now, somebody is still opening Bible to prove to you that you should not drink beer. Show me in the Bible where I should not fornicate. These people make person enjoy himself, John. Go ahead. I pity men. Men, especially men. I pity men. That cannot be satisfied with their wife. Or that cannot hold themselves. Cannot zip up. All their zip. Permanently open. Anything and skirt, they're going to follow. I pity you. I was watching it on the television yesterday. The testimony of a woman, a young girl, that girl pretty, from South Africa. I was confessing. He said her own assignment was, her own is pull him down. He said, and it is only those who are, there's a word they use it, those who are on. The power they gave her, he said they gave her on her legs. So she will dress. He said, if you are driving in your car and you pass her and you see her legs, say you must stop. So that you will know why women dress and leave their legs. Now then be that. I'm telling you. Okay. He said, once you sleep with her, she was saying it, 18 years old. He said, every day, at least five men. At least five men. You know, it was not her, it was a spirit. They were pushing her. And now she don't destroy enough. They were about to make her a queen before she got this deliverance from which she was. It was after the deliverance she was testifying what the devil had used her to do. Very pretty young girl, pretty girl from South Africa. A Nigerian in South Africa. So I don't think say Nadia it happened. Na Nigerian. And then I said, and then look me now. The reason why nothing work for you, maybe not care where you enter. Collected your glory. I went back. And when God deliver you now, door open, light don't begin come small, small. Instead of you to say, affliction shall not arise the second time. And zip up. And then serve your God. And let him build you back. As soon as small money enter, the thing will come your eye again. Praise God. Sometimes you think you are smarter than God. Sister, come. You go to church. Because you want to be sure she's not possessed. You go to church. Which church? Okay, fine. This one for them to deliverance. When you go bride. You say, this one can never pull me down. I'll marry you, sister. Now, like, no, I'll marry you. Affliction won't come second time. You don't know, sometimes you don't even know why suddenly you were up. You fall. Yakata. Now, small after you don't suffer it, small light begin come. Favor don't they come now. Instead of you to sit and look at your life in the past before you fall. To see all the bad things that was going on for you to say, maybe now this woman, why are they chase too much? Now it cause some more. Maybe now this thing, now it cause some more. Maybe that this thing, so that all the bad things you do before, so that, because the Bible said, break the edge. Serpent must bite. So that, you go sit down there. Let him say, I don't go forever. I don't arrive. Now, cause they follow you. Praise the Lord. Somebody, instead of dedicating your shop or a dedicated shop, self. Don't come up from your master. You want to start your life. Oh, in that shop. I told you this before. I continue to say it. That's the last mistake you should ever make. Where God has ordained to bless you. Your business premises. Your shop. Your office. Where you come for people to come. Let that shop be a shop where every day it is receiving prayer. Let that your office be a place where it's receiving prayer. Instead, you will say your secretary say, lock the door. You lock him for inside. One girl will enter. And you sleep with the girl, fornicate in that office. I am telling you, watch all over. All over. Watch. There is no fornicator, including those big names you are hearing in politics. Watch their life. No fornicator prospers. You say, waiting. You see all those big men where they chase women. I was passing yesterday with my wife. And I passed a very big company. No one mentioned the name now. And I saw the gates close. A big company. Let me not even give you leads so that you will know who I'm talking about. I said, the member, what do you call it? I told my wife, I said, see this company. It's closed. I know the owner, chronic womanizer. The chairman of that company, chronic womanizer. Company that was receiving billions every day in income. It's a communication company. Don't fold up. I told my wife, as we were driving past, I say, I know why this company fold up. Now, woman. Whoever you are, that woman said, whatever level you are, some of those big names, when they hear big name, now big name, when they are living in yesterday's glory, name only, come near them. They have nothing anymore other than that name. That's why they are ready to kill to get position. So that whether they will, nothing. I have a friend of mine in the military in those days. You know, because of woman, I was told that his name came up. For governorship, They gave him command of one of the states in the north. He was there for only 1 year. After, they said, now, so, woman. They removed him. They said, okay, let's make him minister. He had favor with all the people at the top. But they said, woman. He can sleep with even the head of state's wife. If he has chance. That is how they left him. It's true. Nobody said they said, I said, okay. You know, sir, because of a woman, and they commote you. He said, don't mind those people. How can they say my age I should not enjoy? I said, now they enjoy me, bring you to this level. So I told him, church, listen. It is sin that has reduced us. He said, how can your child cry to you and you will not hear him? How can a child of God cry to God and God will not hear you? He said his ear is not short that he cannot hear you. His hand is not short that he cannot reach out to deliver you from the condition that you are in. He said, but your sin, your iniquity have separated you. He does not hear prayer of sinners. Does he? I'm talking to somebody. And every one of you know who you are. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know how many people we baptized today. Hallelujah. See, God works by principle. Have something to challenge God with. So that when Satan comes, you can kneel down and say, Lord, the blood of Jesus is speaking for me now. I've given my life to Christ. You cannot attack my business. I pay my tithe. Satan. Father, have I not been paying my tithe? I made a vow. Have I not paid the vow? Did you not promise you will fight my battle for me? Satan, don't come. Take over. There must be something you must make reference to. Father, I help the needy people. I help the orphans. I do this. Now, I need help. Father, send my own helper. There must be something that you are doing according to the scripture that you will use to challenge heaven when the time comes. That's why he said, when you come before his presence, he said, don't come empty-handed. So, offering, William Branham said, offering. He said, a service is not complete without offering. The man of God said this in 1950-something. We are his followers. Followers of his ministry. And I believe it. I believe in tithes. I believe in offering. It's true. Some people say there's no tithe in the New Testament. It's a cause of poverty that is trying to disturb them. Can you say there is no tithe in grace? Did Abraham pay tithe under the law? He paid tithe under grace. Praise the Lord. So why are you saying that we are in grace that we cannot pay tithe? What is the meaning of tithe before you know whether it's applicable or not? Oh, glory be to God. Then we should go and preach the gospel. Mark 16. And verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. I have preached, if you believe, go for baptism, and ye shall be saved. Men and brethren, on the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached, they asked him in Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, men and brethren, you have preached about Jesus Christ, about salvation. What shall we do? And Peter answered in verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That gift of the Holy Ghost is eternal life. Praise the Lord. And there is wrong baptism for those of you here coming here for the first time. Sprinkling is wrong. A Catholic from Kano, yesterday, for a long time, maybe you are hearing me now from Kano. But you are sincere. You say you want to know. You say you mean the whole house of Philip, the Philippian jailer in the book of Acts, that the whole household was baptized. Are you saying that there were no children there? And I say, is it not also possible that there were no children there? What makes you know that there were infants in that house? Is it not possible that the man may be so old until his oldest, the youngest child may be 20-something years old? Is it not possible? Why do you want to justify infant baptism? Has the infant baptized? Infant baptism is from scriptural. He that is baptizing may baptize you. Your sins are still upon you.
You were manifested to his pride.
Chapter 19. Hallelujah. Verse 6, 7, 8 says, the bride has made herself ready. Who is coming here for the first time? Just wave your hand. Now they talk to. Just wave again. Now they talk to. God bless you. If they baptize you by infant baptism, when they born you, now one godmother, godfather stand for you. It's antichrist for a man to take the position of Christ for you. I hope you know that. It's antichrist doctrine. There's one mediator, the Bible says so, between God and man. Who is the person? He said, the man, Jesus Christ. And the man is saying, I'm your God, godfather, God, oh father, God, oh father. Hey! A sinner. Maybe that man may even be a drunkard when they stand there. Maybe that one fornicator. When they give him position for church. He said, I'm your godfather, godmother. And always, if somebody special, they'll go and look for one rich man somewhere. And then forever, I'm going to say, you know, I'm your godfather. Now, minister for your baptism. Making it look as if, now because of me, you're in heaven now. Nothing like that. Infant baptism is wrong. If they sprinkle you with water, it is wrong. Sprinkling is wrong. Water baptism is by immersion. It's by immersion. As I talk now, some of you sitting there, you are coming for the first time. Don't be angry. If you are coming for the first time, stand up. Thank you. There's nothing, you know. Now fellowship. Here there's liberty of the spirit. But if you don't like, just sit down. But help me by standing up. Oh, there are many. Clap your hands now for Jesus. No, there are many now. Many of us will be members now, so we come one day. Even this embassy woman. Embassy, I think you came like, was it? Which day of the week was your first time?
It's not my first time. Today is my fourth time.
No, I mean the first time you came here. Was it a Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Like this, have you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, when you come now, your eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last.
And to victory is ours, who have changed down in the past. Through jubileums of death, and we are as for death to our Lord.
Hey,
with original life, the original life, the original seed, the original one. It's what I believe. That's what the Bible is revealed. That devil's sin would be on them. The original life. The original sin.
God's attributes
were manifested to his bride in this last day. We have born a revelation.
I don't know the song, but I love the song.
You love the song?
Yes.
Yes, now it's our anthem in this church. Praise every all of us. We know the whole song of it like that. Because our eyes of understanding, He has opened up to understand. Matthew 28 verse 19. That's the confession. Matthew 28 verse 19. That is the formula for water baptism. If you don't get it correct, any baptism you do is wrong. And if it's wrong, see that you've been baptized correctly. Praise God. Mommy, where were you baptized?
I'm from Trent.
Trent, they baptized wrongly.
They baptized by immersion.
By immersion.
Yes.
But they baptized wrong.
How?
How? I'll show you now. Who again? You? Where? Which church? Every Tremite, sit down. What of you, sister?
Anglican church.
Sit down. See, everybody, they laugh. Do you know why they are laughing? Because now they do sprinkling. It's wrong. Wrong baptism. What of you? Every Anglican, please sit down. If you are from Anglican, thank you. You will understand me very shortly, yes?
I was baptized in the Redeemed of the Lord Bible Mission.
Redeemed of the Lord, I don't know them. But sit down, listen. What of you, sister?
Worldwide Christian Center.
Worldwide? I don't know about them. God bless you. Sit down. You, Uncle?
Assemblies of God Church.
Assemblies of God, they baptized wrongly. Yes, she opened mouth. Sit down, I'll prove it to you. What of
Bible Life Church?
I don't know you. What of you?
Deeper Life Irish.
They baptized wrongly. Deeper Life. What of you?
Catholic.
Catholic. That is the mother. Our mother. I'm sorry. You are coming for the first time, please. I don't mean to insult you. Eh? No vex with me. But if I open the Bible, you will see where they went wrong. You will love me. In fact, you'll come and hug me. In fact, you'll give me offering. But now you are angry. Praise the Lord. Now, so, Emma, Brother Emma from Catholic, he said, vexed the first day I came here. He came here. He told me his testimony. The first day he came, I was proving who be the Antichrist that the Bible spoke about. And I was talking something about the Catholic Church. He vexed. But the next service, he said, okay, make him just go again. He said, he come. Now the same thing I talk again. The third time, he said, this man don't get anything else to talk. Now only Catholic Church. But now, he has seen the truth. His priest in his village told his mother to disown him for leaving the Catholic Church. Because he was opening Bible. Church, let me quickly tell you before you get angry with me. No church, including this church, is a gateway to heaven. The gateway to heaven is the Bible. Is it? This is where the truth is. It's not in any church. It's not in any church. Let the Lord deceive you. No church. I understand a pastor say if his member leave his church, that they will die. They will never die. You will only die if you leave Christ. And death there is not physical death. It's spiritual death first before physical death. Any man that is not in Christ is already a dead man. Praise the Lord. All those stupid manipulations they do to bewitch people. Willingly I come to a church. I cannot willingly leave. Do you understand what I'm saying? Willingly, you came to a church on your own. You have not signed agreement. You not signed anything. Then you say you don't do and they go. You say if you go, you go die. Can't you see witches are behind the pulpit? They're hearing me now. That church, they all watch our program. Everything while they talk, they hear me. You are a witch. How can you manipulate people to that level? And put fear. Then if through somebody get accident and die, then they will come to church. Did I not tell you? Now lie, now accident, not be hikosa. Nobody has a final say over your life. No human being. Nobody died for you. The one that purchased our soul, he purchased it with his own blood. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So don't be angry. Be angry if you see me speaking against Jesus. But don't be angry if you see me speaking against your pastor or your church. There's nothing like that. You can speak against Pastor Moses. It means nothing to me. You can speak against Bright Assembly Church. It means nothing to me. But when you speak against Jesus Christ, you are speaking against my God. I will report you to him. Say, see, somebody is blaspheming your name. Praise the Lord. And he will deal with you. So don't vex. That sister, when she came, her eyes opened. Not the prophecy she received. It was the Bible was open to her. That is what the gift is for. That's why I preach a message I titled Running Without a Message. Amen. People are running, they have no message. There is no ministry called healing ministry. There's no ministry like that. Gather people from morning to night and you are doing deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. And their soul is still in hell. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But where the word of a king is, there is power. So we have healing here. We have deliverance here. We have restoration here. We have salvation here. Can you clap your hands for that package for us here? Sorry. What of you? Which church?
Land of Bible Ministry.
Bible Ministry.
Land of Bible Ministry.
Okay, sorry, I don't know that. Sit down. What of you, sir?
I'm a Catholic.
Sit down now. If you are from Catholic, sit down. And be blessed in the spirit of news. Amen. You know why I love the Catholic Church? They know reverence. That's one thing I love Catholic for. Reverence. People should fear God. He's Pentecostal that come anyhow. They wear a naked body and they're Pentecostal. They have done more damage to Christianity, Pentecostals, than anything else in Christianity. Pentecostals. What of you, sir? Are you from a Pentecostal church?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please, sir, before I will tell you where I baptized, I want to know which year is it good for someone to be baptized.
So question one, jam question.
Yeah, because I was baptized in Apostolic Church when I was 14 years. So I really want to know when.
Once you are right. Old enough to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and you by yourself decide, I want to go for baptism, you are qualified for water baptism. But you baptize in CAC. The apostolic at the age of 14, you baptize wrongly. Correct it today. What of you? Which church? Eh?
I was baptized in CPM.
CPM baptizes wrongly. What of you? Any CPM, please sit down.
I was baptized at Martin of Miracle Ministry.
They baptize wrongly. Sit down. I'll show you. I'll prove it to you. Yes?
I'm not baptized.
You're not baptized at all. You know they go to church. Okay, which church do they go?
Redeem.
Eh?
Redeem.
Redeem. Why didn't you go for baptism?
Time and work.
Eh? Your work.
Yeah.
Your work. So when you go heaven now, they ask you why you don't baptize. You will say, now my work. Now the only reason why you did not baptize is because in that church they did not tell you the importance of water baptism. The day you discover the importance, after all, why are you going to church? Why are you not going to a mosque? Yes? Is it not because of something you know? Yes?
I'm from Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Please sit down, they baptize wrongly. Anybody from Redeemed, sit down. What of you, sir? First square, you baptize wrongly in First square. What of you, sir?
I baptize from God Grace Ministry.
God's grace, but the grace belongs to you in Jesus' name. I don't know it. Church of Any Christ. Other person standing? Thank
Church
you.
Of, Church
now, listen. Eh? Who? Where?
Church of Christ.
Church of Christ, I don't know that. Eh? Rob, you know it. I don't know about them. But listen, church. Listen. Matthew 28, verse 19. Anybody coming for the first time here? Who came here for the first time? Here? Somebody stood up here. Who come for the first time? First time, you, yes. 14 years. At 14 years, you already have fire for Jesus. That's good. Stand up. Open Matthew 28, verse 19. That's where they make the mistake. And listen to the Bible. Don't listen because I don't have title or because I don't have branches. Because I'm not a bishop or archbishop or reverend doctor. I'm ordinary brother. Matthew 28. He has his Bible. Yes, now. Verse 19. What does it say?
And teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whosoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always.
Come, sir. Come forward. So, on the basis of that, you went through baptismal class and they brought you inside the water, the apostolic, and then they say, according to your confession, you may say some other things, and then I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. They put you inside the water and they brought you up. Is that what they did?
Yes, sir.
Now they did not do it correctly. Now that scripture says baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That means the Father has a name. That's where I am going, brother. Sorry, this one will come here again. Sir, are you hearing me, sir? Touch him for me. Sorry. Show him now. I don't want him to be angry. I don't want you to be angry, sir. Please. Now I want you to listen so that you will soon see why, you know, I want to make sure you don't get angry. When we close, we can take tea in my office together. We can talk more. When we close, thank you very much. Thank you. Sir, go and baptize in the name of the Father. If you are studying the Bible and not just reading the Bible, the first thing you will ask is, what is the name of the Father? So that you will use that name in baptism. Does that mean anything to you?
I'm listening, sir.
What is the name of your father?
The name of my father.
Eh?
The name of my father that gave birth to me.
Yes.
Is Williams.
Is his name Father?
No.
If I say you should go and do something in the name of the Father, which name will you use, your father's name?
God's name.
You will know you, eh? What's his name?
Jehovah God.
What is the name of the man that gave birth to you?
Williams.
He is your father.
Yes, sir.
If I say go and do something in the name of your father, which name will you use?
I will use the name of that my father, Williams.
What name?
Williams.
Why?
Because you told me to go and do something in the name of my father.
And what is his name?
Williams.
If you go and say I do it in the name of Father, have you called the name?
I didn't call the name.
Will you get that thing?
I really don't have the thing.
Because you have not called the
name. Because I didn't call the name.
So what is the name of the father, your father again? William.
Yeah.
The creator of the heavens and the earth, our heavenly Father, he also has a name. Father is not his name. That is where the confusion is. Your geos, they are repeating Matthew 28 verse 19 instead of interpreting it. There is a name that is given for our redemption. That name is a name that is above every other name. Salvation comes in that name. Deliverance comes in that name. At the mention of that name, every knee bows. And that is the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth for our redemption. That name is Jesus. What is the name of the Son of God?
Jesus Christ.
So if you are to baptize in the name of the Son, which name will you use?
Jesus Christ.
So you know the name of the Son. You know the name of the Son now?
Yeah.
What is the name of the Son?
Jesus Christ.
So if you are to go and baptize in the name of the Son, which name will you baptize?
I will baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
Because Jesus is the name of the Son. So your problem is you don't know the name of the Father. And you don't know the name of the Holy Ghost. But the Bible tells us, no time, that the name of the Father is the name of the Son. He gave his name to his Son because God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He placed his name there. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
John chapter 5 verse 43. He said, I come in my Father's name. You will not receive me. If another come in his name, him you will receive. Jesus said, I come in my Father's name. That means his name is the name of his Father. John 14 verse 26. He said, but the Comforter, hallelujah, which is the Holy Ghost, which the Father will send in my name. The Holy Ghost is coming in the name of the Son. And the name of the Son is the name of the Father. Therefore, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. That's why every baptism in the Bible was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because that name Jesus is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Do you understand? So correct water baptism is to take you inside the water. According to Matthew 28, verse 19, to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is to take you inside the water and put you there in the name of the Lord Jesus and bring you out. You have baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. If they take you and they baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, put you inside the water and bring you out, they have pronounced the titles. But the Bible didn't say title, it said name. Father is nobody's name. Even Reverend Father has his name. Am I correct? Am I correct? So, if you look at the whole Bible, every baptism there was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. So, maybe the question is, does it mean that all these Jews, they don't know about it? Amen. Sometimes, we can all go in error. But when God in his mercy comes to open your eyes to see that you are making a mistake and you feel too proud to correct it, that is where the problem is. They know that what we are preaching is the correct thing. But they are too proud to change what they have been teaching all these years. Remember, that doctrine is supposed to them to support Trinity. But that's not where we are going. So, that is the reason God brings some of you to this ministry. There are people watching us all over the world. They go and do correct water baptism. All over the world. I just came back from Europe. From 3 countries. And all of them there, I was baptizing them. They have been waiting for us to come and baptize them. We finished one Sunday. The weather was so cold. Rain was even falling. But they entered the rain. They said, we must be baptized. They all watch us. They are hearing us all over the world. Now, this is broadcast around the world. They are hearing us now. There are people across Nigeria, here, across Africa, that travel to this place just to have correct water baptism and go back. Aliza, is Aliza here? Aliza, are you here? Sister Aliza, where are you? Stand up now. You came across us in Germany? You came across us in Germany.
Yes, sir.
And then you came here to be baptized.
Yes, sir.
That is it. Praise the Lord. She will soon go back to her base. Hallelujah. They hear the truth and they correct it. I'm talking about your sins being remitted. That is God's own provision. And it's so important. Satan has attacked that doctrine to make people think they are saved while their sins are still upon them. That's why we take all the time. And that's why I say it in a way that will provoke you to listen to me. Not to annoy you. It's to provoke you to say, hey, what did this man they talk? So that you will listen to me. That's why I say it like that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Go and rebaptize. It will not peel your skin.
Please. I want to know. Because actually now, I am a choir master in my ministry. So I want to know, after coming to baptize, as you say, in the correct full way, as you say. Is it good for me to still continue in my ministry, or am I to join this ministry?
Oh, you are misunderstanding us. When I tell a fornicator to stop fornication, am I saying you should stop fornication so that you be our member? I want you to go to heaven. Did I not say that even this church is not the gateway to heaven? It's the truth, you know, that will set you free. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But the truth is, there's something the Spirit of truth does. When you get to have the knowledge of the truth, erroneous environment becomes uncomfortable for you. That's the truth. But you don't leave a ministry because you came here and got baptized. It's wrong. Praise the Lord. Go there and continue. One of these days, rapture will strike. Now that time they go know who be who for that church. God bless you. Go and continue your ministry. Sing for them well. Amen. Sing for them and with the boldness that I'm on my way. Go and teach them this song. Eh? Go and teach them this song. I'm on my way to glory.
I'm on my way.
Teach them in your choir.
No, sir.
Eh?
No, sir.
You don't know it?
Yes, sir.
Go and teach them. We better know it. Amen. You will soon know why God made you to look at this church. It's coming here for the first time. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Do you love him? If you hate me, please forgive me. If I say anything that has offended you, please forgive me. The problem I have is that I didn't go to Bible school, so I don't know how to preach. I don't know how to select my language and preach in a way that people will not be offended. And please, bear with us.